Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. Mets sweep away the Marlins. The Yankees destroy the Orioles again. Good. Beat these bad teams away. Get them out of here. Get ready for a big weekend at Citi Field. And the Yankees breaking records against the Orioles. The Orioles could be, and I know that statistically and in the standings, they're not the worst team in baseball, and I haven't seen as much of the Tigers as I've seen of the Orioles because the Yankees play the Orioles a ton. This could be the worst baseball team I've ever seen in my life. The Yankees have just set a record for home runs against an opponent. I mean, we're talking the history of baseball. On that list, the 1956 Redlegs were on that list. You've got the Orioles outfielders bouncing off the wall, tripping over themselves. And then yesterday, they took it to a new level where the manager and a $100 million player were fighting in the dugout, and they had to be separated. They are a joke. They should fold. They should take them out of the league until they get their crap together because it's an embarrassment. You can almost say the same thing for the Marlins, but great. You called on Steven Matz to nut up, and he nutted up yesterday. They got a nice, well-deserved day off. We can sit back and look at the standings and say, holy crap, we're actually in this thing. And then they get the Nationals in town on Friday night, and it should be a crazy weekend at Citi Field. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Doing great, Gio. And, you know, a couple things. The outfield for the Orioles is just horrendous. I mean, a Little League team would know better to do than what they have done in this series. I mean, it was just painful to watch. It wasn't even enjoyable.
No.
I mean, that's the thing. And I was just thinking to myself that, this isn't Verlander. This isn't, Sale. This isn't these are I don't even know who these guys are. And the one guy that came in late last night, I was afraid that they were going to hit somebody like in the elbow or the wrist. He was all over the place.
Yeah,
Taylor? The guy was all over the place.
Yeah, the guy who gave up the second Nagashioka home run, Ryan Rucco on the TV broadcast, goes, and this guy gives up a lot of home runs. Oh, and there's another one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. They are a complete punchline.
It is.
The Baltimore Orioles are a punchline. And then how about Chris Davis and Brandon Hyde in the dugout? How does the manager and Chris Davis, at this point of the season where you would think that everybody would just be shot with how bad that they've been, they're fighting. I mean, he had to be held back from punching his own manager in the dugout. If I was an Oriole fan.
But this is what losing does to you, man.
Oh,
and makes it makes people crazy, and people get upset, and they start fighting. I don't know really what the reason was. I didn't read about it this morning, but I'm sure it has something to do with either Chris Davis's lackadaisical play or the fact that Chris Davis says we suck, and maybe even have something to do with the comments that Brandon Hyde had after yesterday's game about his team and about how we can't compete with these guys and all this other stuff.
Well,
you never know. I know he's right, but I'm just saying, there's certain things that I guess the truth hurts, really, and you don't want to say those things, but I don't really care about the Orioles. The Orioles are done. They're over. And thankfully, the Yankees just absolutely just bludgeoned them.
Oh,
and they keep the lead. They're still, in what I would say overall first place in the American League over the Astros. But, Toronto's not going to be a pushover. They have some pretty good young players, some pretty good young hitters, and I'm sure that will be a little bit more of a test for the Yankees. But where the Mets are now, 47 games left. They're three games over 500. 25 of these games are going to be against the NL East. And the Marlins are back on the schedule late in the season. Four out of the last seven are against the Marlins. So you have Stroman versus Strasburg. You have Syndergaard versus Corbin. And you have DeGrom versus Sanchez. This is where now the season re-begins for the New York Mets. They've got themselves to where, Mickey Callaway called for 2 weeks ago. They're well over 500 now, three games. Steven Matz is undefeated at home, so he obviously likes pitching at Citi Field more so than he does on the road. And this is where as you said yesterday, the rubber meets the road. I'll say the metal meets the meat. And this is where now the Mets have all this built-up momentum. They beat bad teams, fine. Now this is where you're going to be seeing teams that are just like you. They're pretty much the same record that you have. There's nothing special about these teams. I would say, though, watching the Mets, that the young players are really finding their stride. And they are now know what it is like to be a part of a pressurized pennant race, because that's what they're in. And they have 47 games. I don't know what the record needs to be in order for them to make it. But, it's just one pitch, one inning, one game, and just be revved up and ready to go. And I think it was either Conforto or Conforto yesterday who basically told the Met fans, man, come on out Friday night. We need you here.
Oh, they'll be there.
And I think they will be there. And, good for the Mets and good for the young players. Good for Mickey Callaway. He's been under fire for a good year and a half now. And good for Brody Van Wagenen. Because now the question is, do they bring Joe Panik in if in fact, he's going to be available?
Apparently, they're interested.
Yeah, of course they are, yes.
Yeah, they're interested, and they should be.
I can't watch Guillerme pop up to left field.
Yeah, I know, it's tough. And we understand that some of the depth with the position players is lacking. A guy like
the position players are out.
Yeah, well, but sure, but there's not a lot of guys behind them. I mean, there's not guys that are just like an endless line of minor leaguers that are ready to come up. I mean, not that a lot of organizations have that. We're just sort of spoiled by watching the Yankees have a guy every single time be able to step in and they don't miss a beat. But yesterday I thought was great because you had one of these potential 12-10 starts. You already took three out of four no matter what happened. Steven Matz, who we know is an up-and-down pitcher, is on the mound. It's one of these camp days at Citi Field with a bunch of kids. It's a sleepy day. And I'm thinking, this cannot be one of these games where it's like, 2-1 Marlins, and you're like, oh, why? You missed opportunity. They came out and they jumped on him right again like they've been doing every single game.
And they swept
first
the
inning
series.
Runs.
Boom, done.
First
and that's
inning
exactly
runs,
what you
and
want.
They didn't look back. Home runs all over the place. And now they get ready for the Nationals. And it's not going to be easy. And I understand that you have to put in the conversation that they've beaten bad teams. But that's not just the reason why they're back in the race.
Yeah, but we know baseball. Baseball, a bad team can beat a good team on any given day.
Sure.
We know that.
Right.
The nice thing about the Mets is that, they haven't let down.
No.
They didn't let down. The only time that they had a little bit of a hiccup was Matz's previous outing.
Sure.
But since then, they rallied. They got it right. They played the Marlins. And you know what? They owed the Marlins this. The Marlins did this to them earlier in the season, and it was embarrassing. And I'll never forget coming in after that weekend. I think it was a weekend series. And just rip it into them and how listless they looked. And, when you lose to bad teams, you look bad. When you crush bad teams like the Yankees and the Mets have done this week, you know what? You have momentum. You look good, and your fan base is happy. So now it comes down to the pitching and the bullpen for the Nationals. Even though they tried to improve it, is not much better.
Right.
So you have two suspect bullpens is what you have now going into this weekend series.
Sure, you absolutely do, and that's going to be the difference at this point going forward for the Mets, because I have confidence in the rotation. I've got confidence in the offense. We'll see if the bullpen can take that major step forward and push them into the postseason. And I know the Mets have played so well out of the All-Star break. It's almost like we forget who they were, and at least the people do that are talking about, well, they're only fattening up against bad teams. The Mets were the bad team. They were, at one point, they had the second worst record in the National League, only a couple games better than the Marlins. That's how bad they were at one point.
And don't you remember Mickey Callaway saying, well, why can't we be the Washington Nationals?
And I laughed at him.
At Washington Nationals, at that point in time, had started to turn their season around.
Right, and I laughed at him.
I think they won like something like 13 out of 16 or something like that. like that.
And the Mets have done better than that.
Even. That's exactly right.
Yeah, so. And I thought I thought it was a joke because he was always Mr. Positive. He never seemed to have a realistic take, and I was laughing at him, and I was wrong. I didn't think they had this in them, regardless of who they were playing.
And now the Nationals coming in, having swept the Giants on the road.
Yeah.
So they're coming in, and this is it. This is what we wanted, right? We want meaningful baseball, and that's what we have. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait to see what Marcus Stroman looks like on the mound tomorrow night.
Yeah, I
cannot wait for that.
Oh, it's going to be great. He's going to get a huge ovation.
I hope he's not too ramped up. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I mean, he'll settle in at some point, but that first inning, you're right, he might hit the backstop with his first fastball.
He's fiery. There's no question he's fiery.
He's an emotional guy.
I love that, and I think he brings energy to the team. And for him being local and everything else, and now he's thrust right in the middle of it, and his second start is against the Washington Nationals.
Oh my God!
Come on, man! It doesn't
at home in this situation.
This is great.
I mean, I think if he strikes out the side in the first inning, I mean that place is just going to be going crazy. It's going to be like a playoff atmosphere when you've gone. I know it sounds crazy. There's probably Yankee fans rolling their eyes right now because they're actually going to be guaranteed to be in a playoff atmosphere.
That's a whole different story.
But it's a different story when you have been resurrected from the dead, like the Mets have this year. Then a game like this and a series like this is going to feel like a playoff atmosphere because they're actually in contention when you never thought that they would be. And it doesn't get easy. I mean, yes, this stretch was easy for sure, and they did exactly what they needed to do in the stretch to put themselves in this position. But after the Nationals, you got to go down to Atlanta. And Atlanta is a really, really, really good team. You get the Royals after that, which is a little bit of a respite. Then you have the Indians, the Braves again, and then the Cubs.
All right, so let's go.
If you want to compete with the big boys and rub shoulders with them, this is the time to do it.
So here are the pains in the asses that we're going to have to deal with this weekend. Trey Turner, Adam Eaton, Anthony Rendon, who is a big Met pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Juan Soto, right? And Asdrubal Cabrera.
He better
remember
not.
That. Yeah. I don't want to see him hitting home runs at Citi Field.
I know.
That's all I can say.
And
right,
he would
there.
Have been perfect to add to this team if that would have worked out. But it didn't work out. He ends up on arrival, and now you got to see him. But it's okay. I mean, the way that this team is playing right now, I'd take the Mets just about over anybody because they're the hottest team in baseball. I can say that with confidence.
I need to see either J.D. Davis or Alonso or Conforto become to the Washington Nationals what Rendon has come to us.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Like a hemorrhoid.
Yes, exactly.
A hemorrhoid for the NL East rivals. Yeah,
right.
Without a doubt. And isn't it great? I mean, Pete Alonso, how impressive is it after the slump that he was in, not hitting any home runs? Then when he breaks out with home runs in three straight games.
That's good, man. Him and Conforto right now, and J.D. Davis, and even Rosario's cooled off a little bit, but. I don't know, and Wilson Ramos, this is just great. You know, it's just great to see a lot of these young kids all come together at once, and you can feel the energy. I keep saying that word energy, and it's true. Those guys are feeding off of it. The Met fan feels like – you just feel like the last 10 days, we've all gotten really excited to get to this point, and here we are. We're here. We're at the point. Tomorrow starts the whole shebang. Tomorrow is the season. Tomorrow begins the new season. They got a break today. Everybody gets to relax. Marcus Stroman gets to move some more stuff in wherever he's living right now. Hopefully he's not living with the pile of people and his friends and all that other stuff.
Listen,
he's separate away from all of that, and he is just going to go out on the mound tomorrow, zone in, and just be the Marcus Stroman that we know he can be.
Yeah, I don't think he's living with 10 other people in the LeBron V complex in Medford.
I don't know if he's back home in Medford or not. I don't know where he's staying.
No, yeah. I don't think
I just wanted to be left alone.
Taking 112 to Sunrise.
I guarantee it, because I know how it is, because I lived it. All of his family, all of his friends, his high school coaches, everybody is just so jacked up that he is here and rooting for him so hard.
I know.
You know, and I swear I just want the kid to be like in a soundproof box somewhere.
And then
walk him out and then make it like you're playing in a Blue Jay game or something.
Sure, sure. But I mean, he was intense in those Blue Jay games too. I don't know. When he said that he was built for this, I believed him. When he was talking about, and that was when he was talking about maybe going to the Yankees in a deadline deal, saying he was built for the New York thing and the Pennant race stuff. I believe him.
Well, we're going to find out, right?
I mean, maybe it makes him even better than he's been. Maybe this atmosphere makes him even better than he's been. I understand all the trappings and all the things you got to worry about, and you lived it. But I'm confident in him. I just think because he's a guy that, like, I know 50 guys like him. You know, he's real. That's what I do.
I know.
We went to Pat Med High School.
And we know the people.
I know like six friends of his.
I know that. Tell those friends to leave him alone.
They probably are.
They can go hang out with him after the season's over. Just leave him alone right now.
He's a guy. He's gutty. He's gritty. He's got all those cliches that we talk about.
Right.
That's what he is, man. Chip on the shoulder, all these things that we toss at. He's got all that. He's great. I think it's awesome. And I'm telling you, he'll strike out the side in the first inning.
Stop.
And then have place.
Oh, man.
Just go crazy on Friday night. And then we'll shotgun a beer on the Jumbotron.
It's the psych of sports, man. It's just, he is going to be, I don't know if he has ever been this jacked as he will be tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to float to the mound from the dugout. He's not even going to feel the grass and the dirt under his feet.
I just hope he gets on that mound and he feels really comfortable. The thing again, too, now is the Met pitching staff is passing the ball.
Sure.
So now it's Steven Matz who passed the ball to Stroman. Stroman's going to have to pass it to Syndergaard, and Syndergaard's got to pass it to DeGrom. That's just the way it is. I figure about each of these guys, assuming they all stay healthy and nothing happens, are each going to have between 8 and 9 starts left.
Okay.
All right.
Just keep going down the assembly line.
Just go right through the row, man, and just keep it going. I mean, they've been awesome. They have been just absolutely terrific, and they deserve credit. You know, if we're gonna beat up them when they lose and all that other stuff, they do deserve the credit that is being given to them, because they certainly have proven it. They really have.
Well, this is all you asked for. I mean, if you had been asleep in a Rip Van Winkle type of sleep from the beginning of the season, and now you just woke up and you saw where they were in the standings, you would have taken it and you said, all right, let's go. Now is the time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.